So we left off in yesterday's shiur, where Hoshea, the king of Malchus Yisrael, is now in prison. He was taken prisoner by Shalmaneser, and the capital city, Shomron, which is in the land of Ephraim, is still whole, but by now, 6.5 Shvatim have been deported to faraway places. In the coming Shurim, we'll discuss a little bit where they went. But they were deported out of Eretz Yisrael. At this point, the king of Ashur, a couple years later, Shalmaneser, he decides to put an end to this people once and for all. It's not enough to have the king. It's not enough to have deported all these Yidden. He wants to finish off the job. He's done. So he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Again, at this point, he leaves Malchus Yehuda intact because they're not fighting with him. They've paid his taxes. They've paid his dues. They're okay. And he starts a major siege on Shomron. A siege is when they surround the city, even if the city has walls, but now there's no food going in and out, and no clothing, etc. Can be a terrible, terrible famine for the people inside the city. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayal Melech Ashur b'chol ha'aretz, that Melech Ashur came up and he was all over the land. Vayal Shomron, he went to Shomron. Vayotzer alei sholei shonim. It was a 3-year siege. Now what's interesting is that the Navi does not tell us which king it was. Usually it tells us names. First told us that Tiglath-Pileser came. Next time it told us Shalmaneser came. And now it just says Melech Ashur, the king of Ashur came. Because in truth, this siege was with a bunch of kings. Because what happens is that during this Tkufa, Shalmaneser dies and he's taken over by his brother. His brother adopts the name Sargon II. Now, the circumstances of the death are debated by historical people. Some people say that he died a natural death, he just died. While most people that discuss this tkufa say, like probably what happened, is that his brother killed him. Or there was a coup where they got a bunch of people and they deposed the previous king. That's the way things worked then. Like, kings went like, you know, by the year. They were just getting killed here and there. So pretty much you can understand it to pretty much be safe to say that Shalmaneser was killed. He didn't die. And his brother takes over and he goes straight back into the war. In other words, his whole leadership is one big war. And he is the father of the famous Sanherib, which we'll get to soon. So after 3 years of this city not having a king, and just being under siege for 3 years, it finally falls. The city falls, and the Torah tells us, "Bishnas atshiyas lo yishaya lokad melech Asher shomron vayegel es Yisrael Ashura." The next group of Golos went. Now, here is actually again another historical debate amongst our Talmidei Chachamim, the Rishonim, etc. Rashi says that this was it. At this point, all of the Aseres HaShvatim are out of Eretz Yisrael. It's done. This is the final exile of the Shvatim outside of Eretz Yisrael. But the Midrashim say that only 2 Shvatim go in this Tkufa. Ephraim and Menashe go at this time. Only two. Which leaves us, if you go with that cheshbon, So according to where these Mefarshim are holding, so you have Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe went the first time. Then you had four that went the second time. And now we have, again, Ephraim and Menashe. So who's left? Who's left? We have Dan. We have Shimon. We're still trying to figure out. We're not done what happened. So according to the people that say that only two Shvatim went in this Tkufa, so what happened? When did the next set of Shvatim disappear? So they connected to the next story. The next story in Tanakh tells us about what happens when Sanhedrin comes to fight Malchus Yehuda. In the meantime, the famous King Chizkiah becomes Melech Yehuda. King Chizkiah was a very, very choshev tzaddik. He was mevatel all the avodah zarah. He was so special that it says that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lases Chizkiah Moshiach. He was so holy that the Eibishter considered making him Moshiach. In addition to being mevatel the avodah zarah and the ruchnius dikke improvements, he also expanded Malchus Yehuda Begashmias, because now Malchus Yisrael is over. So he's pretty much took over their territory and other territories. He was quite a strong force. And he decided, now that Sargon was killed or died and Sanhedrin took over, that he is going to stop paying taxes as well. He's going to be a little bit independent. So Sanhedrin comes to fight now Malchus Yehuda. And it's very, very scary. He comes with like 200,000 foot soldiers, thousands of horse. Like he was the biggest army in the world. So what happens is that he comes in and he literally wipes the floor. He conquers city after city of Malchus Yehuda. And pretty much only Yerushalayim is safe at this point. So Chizkiah tries to placate. He tries to calm him down. And the Navi tells us that Chizkiah offered him a lot of money. And he emptied out, look into what Pasuk says, Vayiten Chizkiah as kol ha-kesef ha-nimtza veis Hashem u-ba-oitzres veis ha-melech. He empties out his entire treasure house, all the money he empties out, and he gives to Sanhedrin, hoping that Sanhedrin will leave. But that's not to be the case, and they want to conquer Yerushalayim. Now, again, it's interesting the way we have actually the records of Sanhedrin, what he wrote about what happened. They have it, and we have what the Torah says. So Sanhedrin basically says in his records that I conquered the whole Yehuda. I got my money from Chizkiah and I left. That's the way he decides. But what actually happened is very different. He comes and now in the meantime, while they're conquering Yehuda, according to the other Drashim, that's when they got rid of the rest of the Aseres HaShvatim. They moved them out with them. So at this time, when they're focusing on Yehuda, that's the fourth Golos, when they took out the Aseres HaShvatim. So he comes, and Chizkiah is very nervous. He gave him all the money, and he still wants war. The Navi at the time is Yeshaya, and Yeshaya tells him, don't worry about it, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be fine. And Chizkiah davens to the Eibishter. And he has a whole tefillah where he davens. He says, listen, this is it. You got to really help us. Hashiyenu na miyodoi v'yedu kol mamlechais aretz ki'ata Hashem elikim levadecha. Everyone should know that you are the true Eibishter. And here is the famous pasuk, which the Torah tells us in Melachim Beis, Perek Yutes, pasuk Lamed Hei, Vayhi Balayla, who it was on that night, Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayach B'machna Asher Meya Oshmoidim V'chamisha Olef. And one night, 185,000 people were killed. Now, actually, they found a record of a soldier of Chizkiah, of Sanhedrin. And he says that people didn't die. You know, again, they like to rewrite history. But that they were invaded by a bunch of rodents who pretty much ate up their swords and all their spears and weapons. That overnight, all these mice and rodents ate everything up. And they had to leave. But really what happened was, overnight, Vayashkimu Vaboiker, and the people that were there, that were remaining, woke up in the morning, Vihine Kulam Pagarin Mesim, and everyone is dead. And so ends the siege on Yerushalayim, and Sanhedrin moves his troops, whatever is left, out of Yerushalayim, and this Malchus Yehuda stays for another 120 years. Malchus Yehuda stays in Eretz Yisrael. But by this time, Malchus Yisrael is decimated and no longer exists. The only Shevet that actually was not put into Golos directly by the kings of Ashur is the Shevet Dan. And we'll speak more about that in tomorrow's shir.